Return with us now to those great American summers.
It's summertime, summertime, summertime.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Here comes summer. I'm gonna grab my girl and run away.
I don't wanna say goodbye for the summer.
I remember my first job. I was working in a little diner. I put together hot dogs and hamburgers and made about $14 a week. That was a lot of money then.
The people who were in here training, actually training, and there's tapes on that, there's documentation, there's anything you want to show that certain elements that were in our city were in here for no other purpose but to bring disorder on the streets of Chicago.
You're truly amazing. You're a whole city. And it's so groovy to come here and see all you people living in tents.
All the world over so easy.
I made my mistakes, but in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
My first true love? Well, that was, let's just call him Tony. I thought it was forever, but you know how that goes. I sure did learn a lot, though.
How can you mend a broken heart?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
The first two pictures from Viking have been transmitted to Earth. Scientists describe them as fantastic.
Looks like we made it. Left each other on the way to
heaven. I'm Charles Philip Arthur George.
I, Charles Philip Arthur George.
Take thee, Diana Francis.
Take thee, Diana Francis.
To my wedded wife.
To my wedded wife.
Summer times were the best times of our lives. At least it felt that way. Growing up with the music, memories, and good times. And it all passed so quickly. Every summer had its own special moments and left its own mark.
Well, malt chops like Hot Bob. Can't stop thinking about the summer's gone by. Jukebox, Haley rocks, Bobby socks, greasy locks. Summer was a time to fly. It was a great
great American summer. stock, hard rock, double hard. Let you talk, the summer was the time for change. I had a dream, saw some green, make the scene of thoughts, be sure to be rich. It was a great American summer, the great American time.
This is Tom Murphy. Come on along, help us celebrate the great American summer. We'll relive some of the events, the music, and the memories that touched our summer times in the late 60s, 70s, and 80s. So don't go away, because the Rolling Stones, Sonny and Cher, and the Four Tops will take us back to the summer of 65 as we present the great American summer.
The summer of 65? Sure, I remember. That's when President Johnson doubled the draft for Nam. I was afraid to look at the mail. That's also the year when I got into the Rolling Stones.
I saw the Stones in 65. Mick really got to me. Favorite song? On Boss Radio. Satisfaction. Down, 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 down.
I tried. I tried. I think that
Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones, the biggest song of the summer and the year 1965, and the number one song on the Great American Summer Top 50.
Hi, this is Sunny.
And Cher.
Anyway, we thought we'd break a precedent and just say hello to everybody, and that's the purpose behind this. And thanks again.
Me too.
Cher too. Bye.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out till we grow.
Well, I don't know. While that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned, our money's all been spent.
I guess that's so, we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Michelle Roth, hiding out in the corner of your mind, about to uncover some of the words and phrases we picked up on across the summers, then and now. Remember the word boss? It meant best. There was even boss radio and boss disc jockeys. Out of sight was another. James Brown, Mr. Dynamite, had a hit on that one. Remember Maude? It's not my bag. Hassle. Beautiful. Groovy. Fab or rave, meaning the latest and most in thing. But that was then. What's the summer language of the 80s? Moon Unit Zappa invented it, for sure.
Like, my mother's like a total space cadet. She, like, makes me do the dishes and clean the cat box. I am sure, that's like gross. Barf out.
The summer words of today that we'll look back on tomorrow and say, what? Good God, gag me with a spoon. This is Michelle Roth. For sure.
Summer tops in television for 1965, Bonanza, Bewitched, Gomer Pyle, The Andy Griffith Show, and The Fugitive. At the drive-ins, we watched Cat Ballou, Goldfinger, Help, Sex and the Single Girl, and What's New, Pussycat? When we continue, a look at the West Coast beach beat and hot rod scene from the early 60s as we celebrate the great American summer.
During the 60s, a new style of rock and roll was breaking through. It started with Dick Dale, who played a mean left-handed guitar which captured the intensity of pounding waves. Other surfing songs would follow, like the Marquette Surfer Stomp. One of the most famous surf records was done by the Safaris. The group that brought surf music to the world was the Beach Boys. The leader of the group, Brian Wilson, tells how it all happened.
Well, the group, we're brothers, of course, you know, and Mike Love is our cousin. And Al Jardine was a good friend of mine in school. And I think it all happened with started with Al, who was a Kingston Trio fan, and this publisher, a guy named Hite Morgan, needed somebody to sing a demo for the Kingston Trio. Well, Al didn't want to go down there alone. He was scared, so he brought along the Beach, you know, well, the guys that were to be the Beach Boys, which were Carl, Dennis, myself, and Mike. Well, so happens that week we happened to have written a song called Surfin', and turns out that anyway that the publisher heard our song Surfin' and just dropped his folk song, and then from there the thing just snowballed.
Surfin' is the only life, the only way for me now, surf, surf. I got up this morning, turned on my radio. I was checking out the surfing scene to see if I would go. And when the DJ tells me that the surfing is fine, that's when I know my baby and I will have a good time.
The Beach Boys were the biggest group happening.
We didn't know we were the biggest group happening.
Al Jardine.
Our record really, the first record was not that big, you know. It was Brian and I used to run home from school, from El Camino College, and to my place in Hawthorne, and we'd listen to the record on the radio at lunch break and come back to school. That was pretty exciting.
Go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
Early in the morning we'll be starting out. Some honeys will be coming along. We're loading up our woody with our boards inside and heading out singing our song.
Come on baby, wait and see.
Yes, I'm gonna take you surfing with me.
Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Don't be afraid to try the greatest sport around.
Catch a wave.
Coastline craze, you got
catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
Feel like at those times to be surfing, sing about it. It was like a dream come true.
That's how Beach Boy Dennis Wilson remembers it. Other groups also capitalized on the surf craze, like Jan and Dean.
Two girls for every boy. I've got a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Surf City, here we come. You know it's not very cherry, it's a goldie but a goodie. Surf City.
The surf and sound that emanated from Southern California reflected a positive lifestyle that centered around fast cars, beautiful girls, and endless summers. This is Phil Harvey.
This is Tom Murphy celebrating the great American summer. Summer 1966. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. kicks off another civil rights campaign in Chicago. 40,000 people attend the rally. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley.
Well, I think you can't charge it directly to Martin Luther King, but surely some of the people that came in here and have been talking for the last year in violence and showing pictures and instructing people how to conduct violence, and they're on this staff, they're responsible for certain elements that were in our city, were in here for no other purpose but to bring disorder on the streets of Chicago.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Doesn't seem to be a
a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, summer, in the city.
Love and Spoonful with the number 8 song on our all-time summer survey, Summer in the City. The 60s, Vietnam, Love Children, and in the midst of it all, the Beatles.
Paperback writer.
Jim Pewter on the beat with Summer Gossip from 1966. Breakup for the Mamas and Papas?
I call your name, but you're not there.
A rumored personality clash between John Phillips and Michelle Gilliam could result in Michelle being replaced. My sources say it'll be Jan Barry's longtime girlfriend, Jill Gibson. Stay tuned. Various stories are circulating about how John Lennon achieved the curious vocal effects at the end of the Beatles' recording of Rain. Listen. Here's the scoop. The last segment of the song features John's voice in reverse. He didn't try and sing backwards as reported earlier. The Be My Baby girls, the Ronettes, will join the circle as supporting acts for the Beatles' August U.S. tour. Bob Dylan's long-rumored marriage to Sarah Lowndes has finally been confirmed by this reporter. When I approached the Wizard of Words, Dylan was elusive and had no comment.
Well, they'll stone you when you're trying to be so good. I broke the law and the law one. I broke the law and the law one.
Bobby Fuller, of the Bobby Fuller Four, who hit the charts with I Fought the Law, died on the night of July 18th. His death was ruled a suicide by the Los Angeles coroner. Donovan, the Rascals, and Peter, Paul, and Mary all showed up for the Otis Redding show at the Apollo Theater in New York.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Here's our final scoop. Paul Jones is about to quit the Manfred Mann Group. Paul's final concert with the Manfred team will be July 31st in Blackpool, England. Doo-wah Diddy City until next time. This is Jim Pewter, on the beat from the summer of 1966.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line.
Yeah,
you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does a hanky panky.
James and the Shondells with their first number one hit from 1966. Coming up, a trip to the Monterey Pop Music Festival, the return of the Flower Children, next on The Great American Summer.
The people came and listened. Some of them came and played. Others give flowers away. Yes, they did. Down in Monterey.
On June 16, 17, and 18, the Monterey International Pop Festival celebrated the strength and joy of a new culture with a weekend of music, good feelings, and flowers, which drew some 50,000 people to Northern California. Reporter Jim Pewter was at the scene.
What an event. Gypsy Boots and I traveled together from L.A. to Monterey. Remember Gypsy? A living legend from the old Steve Allen television shows?
Lou Adler and John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas produced the festival. One of the highlights was John, Michelle, Denny, and Cass singing California Dreamin'.
All the leaves are brown.
I remember talking with Brian Jones of the Stones. The rest of the Stones weren't there, but Brian had on a cape and was really into the whole scene of the flowers, psychedelic paintings, and the music.
The crowd really got off on the Who. Pete Townsend crashed his guitar on stage and Keith Moon destroyed his set of drums.
People try to put us to town.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation.
I saw Clive Davis sitting in the front row, had on a suit and tie. He flew in from New York to catch Janis Joplin, along with Big Brother and the Holding Company. Clive signed Janis to Columbia Records after the Monterey gig.
Down on me.
I saw Dennis Hopper taking photos of the concert. Dennis told me about a new script he was working on with Peter Fonda. It turned out to be Easy Rider.
Also performing at Monterey were Simon and Garfunkel, Grateful Dead, Canned Heat, Country Joe and the Fish, Johnny Rivers, Eric Burdon, Hugh Masekela, Ravi Shankar, and the man who blew everyone away, Jimi Hendrix. Jimmy used lighter fluid during Wild Thing and just about burned up the stage. And the crowd was already on their feet when Otis Redding came on stage.
Thank you so much.
When the festival was over, Gypsy Boots and I headed back south to L.A. in his truck. The one song that really summed up the summer of love was Light My Fire by Jim Morrison and the Doors.
Jim Pewter remembering the way it was, Monterey, the great American summer of 67.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. China, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Say to you,
to know the answer, I think, to three basic questions about these riots. What happened? Why did it happen? What can be done to prevent it from happening again and again?
Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons had his first solo hit during the summer of 1967.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off.
That's 1967. It was my second or third effort as a solo artist. Can't take my eyes off you.
The progress of this city's slow return to normal is being measured this morning after another relatively peaceful night. Last night's most violent incident involved a young Negro carrying a rifle in a family quarrel. When police saw him drop the rifle but reach in his pocket as if to pull a gun, he was shot and killed. Apparently, the young man's pocket was empty. The death has been recorded as riot-related, the 40th in the 7 days of disturbances here.
Summer tops in the movies 1967, Valley of the Dolls, In Like Flint, The Dirty Dozen, In the Heat of the Night, and Alfie. Television kept some of us at home with Star Trek, The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, The Beverly Hillbillies, and Hogan's Heroes. Summer tops in books for 67 were The Arrangement, Confessions of Nat Turner, Games People Play, and Rosemary's Baby. This is Tom Murphy celebrating the great American summer.